You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Dangerously cold temperatures are in store for the next few days in New Wisco. The coldest temperatures will be felt tonight through Wednesday, with lows in the negative double digits and dangerous wind chills into the negative 30s for the next two nights. Temperatures will begin to rise Thursday and are expected to get back above freezing this weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot does have advice on how you can avoid frostbite.
Frostbite can happen in as little as 20 minutes in today's conditions. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
The second week of sturgeon spearing season on the Lake Winnebago system closed Sunday, and the harvest of the prehistoric fish sits at about 640. The harvest for upriver lakes is at almost 80% of the harvest cap for male sturgeon, but the 90% harvest cap trigger on Lake Winnebago is in no danger of being met. The sturgeon spearing season ends Sunday, or when the harvest cap is met, whichever comes first. The Fox Cities Chamber recently released its 2025 Economic Outlook Survey results, sent to 140 businesses and organizations across Outagamie, Calumet, and Northern Winnebago counties. The survey highlights a generally positive but cautious outlook for the region. Businesses reported stable profits in 2024 and anticipate growth in 2025. However, the struggle to find qualified talent to employ and housing concerns could impact long-term expansion. See our story at WGBW.fm for details and a link to the survey results. A new plan from Governor Tony Evers would finally close the Green Bay Correctional Institution, in addition to other sweeping changes for the state's correctional system. Area leaders have asked for a new prison to be built for over a decade. Evers' plan would not build a new prison in Green Bay, but would close GBCI outright. GBCI is the second oldest prison in the state, built in 1898. The oldest is in Waupun, built in 1851. Under the governor's plan, that facility would be converted to a medium security center focused on vocational training. The plan would cost about $500 million and would have to be approved by the Republican-controlled legislature. There are 16 decorative light poles along the College Avenue Bridge in Appleton that are starting to rust prematurely. This means that the lights, which are less than 16 years old, will have to be replaced. This will cost the city about $90,000. The rust is caused by excess salt and harsh weather conditions on the bridge. City officials say there are no safety issues with the light poles, but they will need to be replaced. The poles were originally paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The spring primary election is tomorrow. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Melissa Kay has more information for you.
Statewide, there's a primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. There are local primaries in municipalities across the state for school boards and local board positions. If you need an approved ID to show at the polls, you can obtain one at the DMV. There is no separate voter ID. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to see what forms of ID are accepted at the polls.
Check myvote.wi.gov for information on the local primaries on your ballot. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring. 5 in the February 18th primary ballot, and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. All of the referendums being sought in Northeast Wisconsin, including the $197.8 million referendum in Oshkosh and a $9.925 million referendum in Waupier, not to mention two referenda in Shiocton, will all be on the April 1st ballot. A Two Rivers woman has been identified and charged with abandoning an animal and mistreating animals resulting in death when a dog was found deceased in a kennel in an unoccupied Two Rivers apartment. The woman is set to appear in Manitowoc County Court later today. Two Rivers police ask anyone with information on the incident to contact them. A pair of state Republicans are pushing for more nuclear power in Wisconsin. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Julian Bradley each chair committees related to energy and utilities and have introduced a resolution calling on the state legislature to publicly support nuclear power and fusion energy. They're also proposing a study to identify potential locations around the state that could become nuclear power plants. There is already one active nuclear power plant in Wisconsin located in Two Rivers. When Joe Furlow, director of the Grand Oshkosh, would seek sponsors and grants for the organization, he was often told that places were only funding basic human needs.
You don't have to look far to know what role arts play in mental health. And so my mission is to try to use the arts in discussions about basic human needs.
Since that time, the Grand has launched its Art Reach series that takes performance art into the community. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Ariana Grande says her pop persona is just a character. The singer's debut album came out in 2013 when she was just 19 years old and won her two Grammy Awards. Grande told The Hollywood Reporter that after a while you get sick of being that character, even though there are other pieces of you in the character that end up in songs you write. She says the reason she liked playing Glinda in Wicked, for which she drew an Oscar nod, was because she got to be a different character than her pop character. Whew, gotta love actors. Here's one of Pete's picks, or non-picks. I cannot say I enjoyed The Substance. The film is nominated for Best Picture, and Demi Moore drew a Best Actress nomination for her portrayal as an aging fitness guru who takes a mysterious substance that reveals a younger version of herself. She and her younger version, played by Margaret Qualley, end up having a little war for the rights to the character's body. It's an interesting premise, and Moore and Qualley are really good, but the film gets completely crazy and absolutely disgusting. Enjoy. Welcome to the era of the mini-reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. The series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by tag director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough news, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny but frigid today with a high near 4 above. Wind chill values between negative 15 and negative 25. For tonight, wind chill values again in the teens and 20s below zero. Actual low temperature of 10 below. Right now, 2 below.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.